You're listening to Curie. I'm Andrew, and this is How Measles Found Its Way Back. Measles, one of the most contagious viruses on Earth, was declared eliminated in the United States back in 2000. And yet, in 2024, cases started to climb again. By early 2025, we saw one of the largest measles outbreaks in years. And it's not just a medical story, it's a political one too. Because the same month the outbreak made headlines, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, was confirmed as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, the largest federal agency in the United States. The timing of all of this feels ominous. So today on Curie, how did measles make a comeback? What role did vaccine distrust play? And what happens when one of the loudest voices questioning vaccines is now the one overseeing them? Let's start with some quick facts. Measles is extremely infectious. The CDC says if one person has it, 9 out of 10 unvaccinated people nearby will get it too. It spreads through the air, lingers in rooms for hours, and can lead to serious complications, including pneumonia, brain swelling, and even death. In 2000, it was eliminated in the US, meaning there was no sustained local transmission. But in early 2024, cases began to rise again. Clusters emerged in states like Ohio, New York, and Texas, often in communities with low vaccination rates. And by March 2025, the CDC reported over 400 confirmed measles cases, the highest number in nearly a decade. Here's the part that makes public health officials nervous. Vaccination rates are slipping. More families are seeking religious or personal exemptions from childhood vaccines. And in some school districts, MMR vaccination coverage has dropped below 90%, well under the 95% threshold needed for herd immunity. What's fueling this shift is a growing movement of vaccine hesitancy, misinformation, and influential voices, most prominently Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. has spent the last 2 decades sowing doubt about vaccines. He's repeatedly claimed that vaccines cause autism and went so far as to say, quote, "There's no vaccine that is safe and effective," end quote. In 2021, he published a book attacking Anthony Fauci and the government's COVID response. And despite this long track record, in February 2025, RFK Jr. was confirmed as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, a department that oversees 25% of all federal spending and includes the following organizations: the NIH, which funds vaccine research, the FDA, which approves vaccines, and the CDC, which sets national vaccine guidelines. So in short, RFK Jr. now leads the very agencies he once accused of corruption. So what can the health secretary actually do? I think that's the key question. Can RFK Jr. use his position, use his leverage, use his power to actually change vaccine policy? And I think the short answer is yes, but slowly. What does that mean? He can cut funding for vaccine research at the NIH. He's already paused contracts, including one for an oral COVID vaccine. He's floated cuts to the bird flu vaccine program, and he can pressure the FDA to delay approvals for new vaccines by adding extra oversight, postponing review meetings, or even just creating bureaucratic bottlenecks. But I think this last one is the most important potential influence, in that RFK Jr. can influence CDC guidelines. In essence, who gets recommended for vaccines and whether insurance pays for them. So he doesn't necessarily have to pull vaccines off the market, he just has to cast doubt. Let's return to measles. During this most recent outbreak, RFK Jr. told Fox News during a recent interview that, quote, measles outbreaks are not unusual, end quote. But that's just wrong. Since measles elimination in 2000, large-scale outbreaks have been relatively rare and usually tied to local dips in vaccination. In that same interview, Kennedy credited good nutrition, specifically vitamin A, as the best defense against measles, not necessarily vaccines. And sure, nutrition might help, vitamin A might help, but it certainly isn't a substitute. And when the health secretary downplays vaccines or elevates alternatives like vitamin A, that messaging confuses the public, and it could cost lives. This isn't just about one outbreak. It's about what happens when trust in science erodes, slowly but surely. The measles comeback is a warning shot. If public confidence continues to drop, if vaccination rates keep sliding, diseases we thought were behind us could resurface one by one. And the people most vulnerable? Kids in under-vaccinated communities, low-income families who rely on public programs, or even immunocompromised individuals who can't get vaccinated themselves. Kennedy says his goal is to make America healthy again, but critics say his views may be doing the opposite. So in closing, the measles comeback isn't just a medical story, it's a political one. And as the new head of HHS, RFK Jr. has the power to shape both medical and political stories. We'll be watching what he says and what he does in the months ahead. Until then, I'm Andrew, and this is Curie.